What's up, brother?
What up?
No marathons this week.
No marathons this week, dude. Lazy week. Lazy. I got a little fat. Eating good.
Good.
Drinking some wine.
Half wine. Carbon up.
Gym. I'll be back on it.
Good. I have a man. You know, I started working out hard again back when you and I first started this podcast because you inspired me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You reminded me to stop because I'll work out on my own, but it ain't right. You know.
Yeah.
I hurt my tricep a while back, and I'm at this place now where, like, just getting off the couch hurts. And, like, so, like, doing press, like any kind of press I can't do, really, yeah. Like, narrowed down to, like, two different exercises. I mean, there's, like, 15 ways to do those two exercises. But so I have an orthopedic surgeon appointment not to have surgery on Monday. So we'll get an MRI, and hopefully he'll just tell me I need a massage. That's what I want.
Bro, you want to hear something? I wish I could show it. I have it right out there.
Yeah.
I went on – what's today? Wednesday. I went Monday morning. My shoulder.
Yeah.
Got an X-ray. I have a right here, like a big calcium deposit.
Lucky.
And I have to – yeah. And I have to schedule an MRI because, dude, I can't. My shoulder, it's killing me.
Listen, this shoulder, this tricep, that knee, this this hip, and it's like back and forth all over. Last night we did pickleball last night at we rent out a pickleball place once a month for everybody. And we have this new kid who's freaking killing. I've got a lot of killers right now. Like, we are really in a good place. But this new kid is a killer, and he was the quarterback at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a beast.
Dang.
And I knew he was a quarterback. I knew he played college. And I was sitting there talking to somebody yesterday, and he was like, hey, quarterback, Auburn. Like, I know what I'm doing. And I was like, are you playing pickleball tonight? And he goes, yeah, of course, man. And I beat that kid's ass all up on the court. Not because I'm more talented. Just young people don't understand the difference between the upsides of being a great athlete and the even more upsides of attitude and knowing you will not lose.
Yeah, I agree.
So have I talked to you about that NFL show on HBO? Have we talked about that? Have you watched the Formula One show on Netflix?
I've seen it, but I haven't really watched it.
Bro.
Is it good?
So, in Formula One, the guy who owns the team is an elite-level human, okay? The CEO of the team is an elite-level human. The driver is an elite-level human. The mechanics are elite-level humans. The people who change the tires are one in a million humans.
Yeah.
Like, every single aspect of almost every single team is Michael Jordan level competitiveness and Elon Musk level intelligence, right? And you're just like, this is what sports should be. And then there's this show, I think, I want to say HBO or something. I only watched maybe half of an episode of it once on the NFL, and it's called Quarterback.
Okay.
And it's the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
I've seen an episode of that one.
Unlikable
or whatever.
These guys, I wouldn't even want on my team. Like, these guys are the opposite. They're just wildly talented ding-dongs. Like, in no way are they elite level. Like, even what's the guy, Mahomes. Like, even Mahomes is the only one that I didn't want to throw the remote control at the TV. And he ain't no F1 driver. Okay. I mean, these, like, you want to know, like, American sports are full of dipshits, man. Just total dipshits. And they'll just let, you know, talent is such a small amount. Like, you know, what's the guy from the quarterback from the Patriots?
The one that just got traded, Mac Jones?
No, the one.
Brady.
Yeah. Like, Brady was the last person to be drafted, right? Or one of.
Like, seventh round or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's an elite level competitive person.
Yeah.
Right? You know, why are the same college coaches always winning? Because they're elite level people, right? Why do the same coaches always win? Why do the Dallas Cowboys never, ever win? Well, because Jerry Jones isn't an elite level human and doesn't hire elite level humans. So therefore, there are no elite level, not one elite level human on the Dallas Cowboys, right? Anyways, my point is, a while back, you know, because sometimes we lose our drive. I mean, you've watched me come in and out of it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, and when it occurs to me, I can fix it, but it's got to occur to me that it needs to be fixed first. And so the first thing I do is I go back to Relentless, the book Relentless, right? Which is a book about being
over, right?
Yeah. Which is a book about being that elite level competitive person. So I go back to that and I can go watch 30 minutes of that stupid F1 show. Pulls my head right back out of my ass.
No shit.
Yeah.
Watch. I don't even watch racing, period. But my little brother.
I don't watch it either. I love that show.
Yeah, no, he loves that F1 thing. They actually, I don't know if they're going, like, there's some big race soon or in the summer or Canada. I think Canada or something. I think they're going. But he loves it.
I wouldn't enjoy being there. I enjoy that show. Because I enjoy the time I get to spend with them, even though I'm not spending any time with them. I'm not stupid, you know. But watching and I like watching race highlights. But have you ever been to a race of any type?
Nope.
Oh, it's maddeningly loud.
Really?
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible. Wow. And I respect that people like it, and I respect, you know, that there's a level of understanding that I don't have of it. But like a NASCAR race is the worst thing you can do to me.
I don't understand all the circles.
No.
And then after the last circle, they're still in the same. And then one passes one. I'm like, why don't they just do one lap and be done? And it's ignorance. I don't know anything about that
sport. Oh, but it's just so. All right. But F1 is a different. I mean,
that's the one through the streets, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in those really cool Indy cars and they're doing, you know, insane miles and like these guys, those drivers. So like an average person's reaction time is, you know, a second, and their reaction time is 0.01.
I've seen like, some stuff on that.
And I'm making those numbers up. What's that?
You're talking about the thing where they drop the balls?
Yeah, they can do. Yeah, they like
test, like how quick they can. I've seen that. I've seen a piece of that. Are
insane, and I love them. And but anyways, that show and that book will pull for me. I'm sure everyone's different, but just spending time with bad motherfuckers.
I just think,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, I close on the property next door. There's on Thursday. So the same time this airs, I'm closing on that property next door. And there's an older gentleman who works there, lives there. Cool, cool guy. He's like 86 years old, entrepreneur. We've become friends, which is impressive because I'm never friends with my neighbors on purpose. But he's never home. He travels all the time. He's like, Perry, I want to sell when I first met him, I was like, hey, you ever want to sell? I want these 3 acres. And obviously on the water right next door to mine, I've got an acre and a quarter. He's got 3. Wow. And he's got this old 70-year-old farmhouse, two-bedroom, two-bath, maybe maybe, yeah, two bath. And so he's like, listen, Perry, I bought it for $200, you know, 15 years ago, and I'll sell it to you for $950. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm closing on, I'm supposed to close on it next week. And then my realtor happens to be one of my best friends. And we're talking about it, and I've already started designing the house out. I want to build my dream house. My office has a place for a car to be inside the house, you know.
Yes.
And the first thing I was like, listen, when I start talking to the builder and the designer, I'm like, I don't really go to fancy houses. I, you know, kind of a loner.
Yeah.
I don't go to fancy houses. I'm watching YouTube trying to figure out what I want because I don't know. And then my realtor is like, you know, hang on a second. So she sends a text because they're sitting at my house. And she's like, I think I can have that. I can get you $2 million for that 2 days after you close.
Stop it.
And I'm like, man, I really want this land. I really want to build this house, but I don't know how to say no to that.
Dang. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to say no to that.
So did you say no, or you still
had decided? No, I haven't said it. No, well, I haven't closed on the house yet either. So,
yeah.
But so then I was also like, well, listen, anytime I start coming up with an idea, I want to explore every direction, right? I don't want to just jump into something. So I'm like, well, you know, I got about $800,000 in equity on my house, and, you know, I'd make a million off of that. So I'm like, well, let's go look at some nicer houses. You know, the problem is the cars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, maybe we could just, you know, sell it all and, you know, go buy another house on the lake or something.
Yeah.
But I started looking at these other houses on the lake. And man, I'm a bitch.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm looking at these other houses and I'm a bitch. Because these houses are nice. Now, they don't have a car in their office.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice houses out there, bro.
Yeah, but there's no, like, they're in a neighbor. I don't have a neighborhood. I have a neighbor, but I don't have a neighborhood. Yeah. You know, I've got three garages here. We got all 20 cars here. And if I build next door, I'm going to build a big museum. But, you know, those other uppity houses that make me look like a bitch, they're in a neighborhood, so I can't have all my cars. So I'm like, but there's like these warehouses right down the street where I can buy like these 10,000 square foot warehouse. And I'm like, well, you know, I could do this, I could do that. And then now I'm just in this place like, and like, I don't need this house and that house. What the hell am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Well, Airbnb this? I don't want people.
Don't do that. I did that with a cabin that we had. We bought a rental, and then we bought a like a vacation cabin.
Yeah.
And we went a bunch for the first year, and then Mattis got into sports and we stopped going as much. And I'm like, I'm gonna try to make some money on it. And we're gonna do that and like way overprice it to get like dipshits out and price it high and rent it less, but make the same. We started renting it for like $1,500 a night, dude. And I did it like three times and I quit. Cause every time I do it, I'd go up there and something be fucking broken.
Right.
Every time. And I'm like, I can't do it. And then we sold. I made a fucking gang of money selling a cabin. Just timing,
same. Right?
And I sold it. I was like, but I was like,
it's crazy how quickly those things keep going up. Like, yeah. People looking every time a house comes up for sale in Breckenridge area. Mm-hmm. Like, I want a cabin there.
Yeah.
Like now, it's like $1 million for 650 square foot.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Like what the hell?
I was talking to a buddy from Seattle and they have up there, he was telling me, I'm trying to remember the exact numbers, but it was similar in concept. It was like a 1600 square foot on like a quarter acre for like $3 million or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, and then I started telling him what we have here. And he was like, dude, I think I need to move to Georgia. What's the guy that's going to pay the $2 million going to do on the land?
He's a developer. And my other issue is because also I'm like, well, man, I really want that land. Like, I really, really want that land. But I've got to tear this house down.
Yeah.
And then I've got to lease back to the gentleman who's buying it from me. I got to lease back to him till October. So I wouldn't be able to start demo for construction till October. And then how long has the process been with your home that you're building?
From breaking ground, it's 15 months total.
Right.
But I couldn't break ground for a year to get permits and designs and all that shit approved.
Exactly. So that's my issue. It's like, all right, well, that's, you know, so I'm paying $1 million for the land, but I've got at least $1 million in equity on the land. Great. That's awesome. You know, I'd build what in Fort Worth would be, you know, $1.5 million home on it. Maybe a little more. So another 6 months before we could even start, if we got lucky, and then another year. I mean, I'm talking 2 years before I could move into that thing.
Ours will be.
And unless I just really, really, really screw everything up, 2 years from now, my dream home is going to be a very different home.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm not going to screw everything up. So
that is true. I'm intrigued to know what you figure out, what you do.
So here's what I'm going to do. You know, I don't have an official offer on it. I do have two people who want it, developers. Yep. So I'm going to give it 2 months. If it sells, I'm not coming down from the 2 mil. You want to give me 2 mil? I'll give it to you. If you don't, you try to come down. No worries. I'll just keep it and build over there. If it doesn't sell for what I want for it on June 1st, I'll put them both for sale, my house and that. And whichever one sells first is the one I keep the other.
There you go.
And I really like the idea of keeping them both. But again, you know, this is a big, beautiful home. And there are no Airbnbs on the lake. So I could rent it for $1,500 a night. No problem. We could do weddings here, whatever. And it would only be right next door. You know, we have a house manager that could take care of it for us.
Why don't you just buy the land to keep people out, and then in 2 years sell the whole fucking thing and build what you want?
Yeah.
All
right, here's my issue with this. Okay. All right, so I've thought of that and keep sending ideas at me. Okay. But here's my problem. This is 3 acres on the water.
Yeah.
In the city. Yeah. I'm going to pay $60,000 a year in taxes.
Yeah, that much for that land?
Plus a stupid interest rate, which means I'm going to lose $100,000 a year between interest and taxes. Because I'm not writing a $950,000 check. I'm writing a $200,000 check, but I'm still going to have to
finance it.
Interest rates, as bad as they are, like every day I keep it, is a giant hemorrhage. I mean, I'm losing
$10,000. Paying taxes, flipping it right away.
Yeah, I will pay that taxes on flipping it, but I'm really good at donating to charities because I own charities. So
yeah, I get that.
I mean, you know,
that's the 20th of
March. I already have $450,000 in write-offs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's problems. I love solving these problems. Good problem. I just got an offer on a building that we own. I bought this, crazy enough, when I started making a few bucks in insurance. And then a couple years in, I was like, we were in a shitty office, like literally a piece of trash office, dude, where we had like rodents and plumbing problems and holes. It was disgusting. But it served a purpose, and a ton of people came and no one cared. Like, we were just slinging insurance out of this shithole.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I have a really nice house now. We got some really nice cars. I'm like, why is our office a piece of shit? Like, we should move. So we start looking, and I'd never bought anything before. Hell, I'd only had That was the first house I had, really. I had one couple taken away years ago, but this is, we were in the house. Anyway, so I go, we start looking at leasing an office because I didn't think of anything else. And I run into this guy who we ended up buying it from, and he offered to own or finance it. This is a big developer, old guy, developing shit for years and years and years and years, decades. He's like 80. And I'm like, owner finance, how's that work? He goes, well, if you put, I think I had to put like 150 grand down or something. No, it was 150. So I was 10% down. So it was a $700,000 building. I had to put 10% down, and he would owner finance the rest and at like whatever it was, 6% at the time. So I do the math and I'm like, all right, well, if I rent this, and I didn't need all this, like it was, the bottom was already rented. The upstairs wasn't. And I'm like, all right, the math is this. And next door was just like a slab. I'm like, what are you doing next door? He goes, oh, I'm going to build something there too. And I was like, will you owner finance both? Because if I bought both, I could rent out a full one and occupy the other one, and the rent would cover the mortgage for both.
Right.
So then I had to put, he said yes. So then I had to put 150 grand down, but it got me two buildings. Half was already leased. I leased out the other half, and the money from the rent covered both.
Right.
So I'm like, that worked out really good. So I've rented it for, I did that in like 2019. And now I just got an offer. We signed the offer to sell it for 1.15, just one of them. And we'll close in like 45 days on something I only put, I'll make 600 grand on something I only put 70 grand into ever. And had cash flow, positive cash flow from it for, just working a deal.
A write-off.
Yes, correct. And I'm like,
for me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So this real estate, dude, I wouldn't be building the house. Like, I've obviously had the insurance money, but like, dude, we're buying, like, I'm paying for the land and the house.
Yeah.
Over half of it's from profit from real estate that I put down. And I didn't have like a massive plan. I'm not like a real estate guru. I just took some chances, did some math, and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, that's my thought. I mean, if I sell that, this is paid off.
Yeah. Yep. Correct. I've made moves like that with the insurance money. And it's been like, I didn't plan to make the money I've made in real estate fee, but it's
$15,000 a month or something crazy.
Yeah. It's neat. It's neat. And now, coincidentally, that he had a partner and I got to know him, the dude that actually built the buildings.
Yeah.
And, our kids go to school together, I found out. And now we've become buddies, and that's who's building my current house.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll be neighbors. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's wild. That worked out.
I've had a decent amount of real estate in my life. I've only lost money once, and that was in commercial.
I've not lost money in real estate yet. I've owned.
I sold that thing a month and a half ago and took about a $200,000 loss.
Yeah.
And smiled all the way home. I just wanted out of that thing.
I've bought now.
But the problem was I should have made seven figures on it instead of losing 200, but that business had an HOA, and every time I would get it leased out, they would deny it. And you're like, there's nothing in your rule books that say I can't do this. And they're like, well, it says we can pick.
No. Yeah.
And my business partner on it is my attorney, and he just wants to sue the shit out of him.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I'm like, we should sue him. I don't like bad karma, man.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to get the bad karma when you sue them.
Yeah, that's the other way to look at it. Right. That's kind of the way he looks at it. But that's what he does for a living too. Cause he's like, man, not only I'm going to sue them for $2 million, you get $1 million, I get $1 million. They're going to pay the attorney fees. I'm going to make another $500,000 off of that.
Yeah.
Like, do what you want to do, man. Just tell me to sign something once in a while if you need me to.
Yeah. We did it like when I was building this thing, I would have the office, and then I taught other people to go get an office and get agents in and create culture and do all this stuff. And after like 4 years of doing that, when I bought mine and rented it to agents, which was dope. Right. So I just, and I did it per office instead of leasing the whole thing. I was like $500 an office. And that got me more money per square foot, but it was cheaper rent for them than they could get on the market. So it was better for them, better for me. It worked out for both. Then I started going like, hey, why don't we, as we scaled in different states, I was like, hey, you can get an office and you can go rent it. Or if you want, if you go find an office you want, I'll buy it. You lease it. You and your agents rent it from me. And then right. if you want to one day buy it, you can buy it from me. And we determine the price up front. And dude, I got up to, we had five buildings.
You were doing the McDonald's thing.
Yeah. It was fucking great. Yeah. So yeah, then we sold some because there was money in it. And I'm like, then I do the math and then I can't help myself. And I'm like, all right, I can sell it for this. It'll take me 8 years, 10 years, 12 years to make that much money in rent.
Right.
F it. Sell it, profit, and move it into the next one. So yeah, it's been neat.
Yeah. So I guess the bottom line on that thing next door is I have no interest in selling it, but I don't know how to not sell it if that offer is real.
Yeah, with that tax thing, dude, that's a big...
That $400,000 tax I'm going to have to pay for flipping it that fast.
A lot of taxes for not a lot of land. You know, and then paying taxes. But if you did it, if you bought it, if you made it like your primary, after 2 years, you don't pay the taxes. I don't know how you can merge it.
That works in Georgia. That's wonderful.
No, that's federal tax, I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about federal tax. Okay. Yeah. My issue is the state tax that I have to pay.
The real estate tax I get. Yeah, I don't know how to get around that. But I'm saying the 2 years, if you own it, you won't pay the $400,000 in taxes if you flip it.
Right.
Which kind of offsets the monthly, the real estate tax obligation you'd have. You know what I mean? It's like a wash.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Where if I sell this house, because if I sold this house, what I would do, because I can't, that's the real problem is. So if I keep that, I would sell this.
Mm-hmm.
And then have
this more than 2 years, right?
This and go buy a $500,000 home for cash. Live in it for a year and a half.
And while you build?
While I build and then rent that out when I'm done.
Yeah.
Or refinance it and buy something different.
And there's rent a play there, dude.
It's a great problem.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic problem.
You can also, and you have to get with your attorney guy, if you sell it and you roll the money, do the 1031. And roll it into something else with the timing, you defer the taxes.
Right.
You know what I mean? You won't have to pay the hit now.
Right.
So you could do that too. Like start planning the next one and roll the money. And the money just sits in like escrow.
1031?
Huh?
Have you done a 1031 before?
Not fully. I almost close.
On TikTok, they make it sound like it's you jump on Google and make it happen. But when I talk to my accountant, he's like, bro, this is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, so you can't touch the money, and you have to find the next thing within a certain amount of time. I almost did it the problem is it has to be like property. So when I sold the rental, I was going to do it into the personal, and you can't because it had to go rental to rental or commercial to commercial, whatever. It has to be similar or better. So I couldn't do it in the personal thing. And I only learned about it. I didn't learn about it enough and prep enough. And when I was closing, they were like, and you can't, the money has to go into escrow and sit there. You can't touch it. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm using it over here. And just, I didn't prep early enough to be able to do it. It's not insane. You just have to find an attorney that does it. But I do know the money has to roll into escrow. You can't touch it. And then it has to roll into the next transaction.
It might be easiest just to sell my house because this one is homesteaded. And then just go buy a rental that I live in for a year and a half, which would suck. And the real problem, at the end of the day, we keep ending up at the same problem, which is because I really like the idea of just selling them both and buying the house that makes me look like a bitch, right?
Yeah.
Except the cars.
Find one that has both. There's land out there.
I like the lake.
Well, you ain't going to have a lake in the neighborhood, are you? Or you will?
Oh, it's a lake.
Neighborhood has on the lake. Got it. I think what you want exists, bro.
Yeah, but also, you know, I've got three kids in high school. I don't want.
Yeah.
Like I found a house. Nobody knows what that word, these words means, but I found a house in Weatherford. You go out to Weatherford, you know, and that's 30-minute drive to downtown Fort Worth, but it's a 45-minute drive from here. And like I was looking at my realtor sent me, she goes, I know you don't want to go to Weatherford, but you got to see this thing. And I look at it and I text her back. I'm like, listen, I ain't buying a $4 million home. That looks beautiful, but I ain't buying a $4 million home. She's like, yeah, except it's two. And I'm like, I sent it to my son. I was like, just so you know, you're a son of a bitch and an asshole. Love you. I'm not buying this house because of you.
I love it. That's funny.
He's like, dude, dad, bro, that's dope. Like, yeah, dad, son, bro, it is dope.
See, we commuted to the school we wanted from where we had land in the other county. And then there's not much land where we want to live. So We found it through the builder. So we get the land. And then the process was going to be 2+ years and I didn't want to wait. So I bought, I'm sitting in now, like 2 minutes from school in a dope neighborhood. I don't want to be in a neighborhood. I want neighbors. I have no land, but it's a nice house.
Right. It's a beautiful home.
And,
but you know what, if I'm spending, if I sold this and was, I hate to cut you off, I'm sorry, but if I was spending $500,000, I could move into that really beautiful neighborhood that I was just talking about. It just wouldn't be on the water.
Yeah.
And get a little rough.
Well, again, what we did is we bought this one. I paid.
What is up with your pen? Why does your pen keep doing that?
No, it's neat, isn't it? I think it's, I don't know. It's a highlighter. I don't know why it's doing that. That's like a Zoom thing.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So I cut you off.
Superhero pen.
Yeah. But you live in a beautiful home. I'm excited to see your next one.
We didn't take you over there.
You didn't come inside, no, but still.
No, the other one.
Oh, no, no, no. I see your wife's post on Facebook.
Yeah. 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 So. We're looking forward to that.
That was big enough for me to crash there instead of the Waldorf or whatever the hell.
Yeah, the other one, the new one's no joke. But when we bought this temporary, I knew it was going to be 2 years, and I'll make a grip just selling this house after. And I've done no work to it because we knew we weren't going to stay here. So we bought it. I'll make $500,000, and it'll be after the 2 years, so I won't pay any taxes on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about that, you're right. That keeping that, which I want a car in my office that office needs to face the lake, right? That gives me plenty of room for the hot rod shop. And like my builder is a friend of mine, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I can have the shop built." Because the guy's got a lease back on the house, but I can do whatever the hell I want to the property.
Yeah, yeah.
I can build the shop like overnight. Those don't take long to build.
And move cooking. Cars. It's cooking. And then when the kids are done with high school, then you can move wherever you want, build whatever the hell you want, and you won't pay the tax on the sale of that one either.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big number. You know what I mean? I've had to pay taxes on a gain of that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I got 6 more years of work and grinding, and then I
fade off in the sunset.
Yeah. I'd like the idea of moving to Costa Rica. You know, I don't want to live there forever. But I would like the idea of going to Costa Rica. Like the people that had that house that we went and looked at that I like so much, older couple, and they're like, "Well, do you want to know why we're selling?" And we're like, "Oh, we can't wait to hear." Well, my dog went swimming. You're a dick. Go outside. Go on. We bought a yacht and we're going to live on the yacht.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I'm like,
nice.
Yeah. I like that. I like living in Costa Rica better than living on a yacht. I think I'd get real tired of that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I have no interest in that.
No. But Costa Rica, and I can work on my guitar again, and I can start my rockabilly band, and I can go surfing every day.
Costa Rica's fire. We went there in April, last April, almost a year ago now. I've only been there once, but it was nice.
Every time I go there, I almost buy a house.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You go to like, I've heard there's like, we didn't go to like the, what do you call it? The rainforest side. We did like the other side. It was all beaches.
The west side?
I don't know.
Beach well, the west side's all beaches and rainforest together.
Really?
Like you're in the rainforest overlooking a beach.
No shit. See, I didn't go there. I was on the other side.
It's beautiful. Yeah, no, I love it. I love taking my family there. All my old buddies like going there because prostitution's legal. But I'm telling you, they love that shit. I'm like, I'm doing okay.
I'm good. No thanks.
In a Costa Rican prostitute. I'm bringing the family with me. They're like, I know why you're going to Costa Rica. And I'm like, to go surfing with my family, weirdo. Yeah.
That's funny. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until they started looking at me like I was part of the club. And I'm like, what club am I part of? And they're like, oh, I'm a stud there. I'm like, you're not a stud anywhere, bro.
You're like, stud wherever you pay for it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. We're on the same page now. So, yeah, that's the drama that's in my life right now. I'll take it.
Not tough life. Stephanie calls these princess problems.
Yeah, no, they're great. You know, I felt lost in work for a while. You know, you and I had spent a lot of time. Like, I really was like, I think the direction that I need to go is I've got to make the healthy insurance. And man, I hated it.
Yeah.
Thinking I needed to make the healthy insurance due to household. It made me miserable.
That's wild.
I don't like people, bro.
I hear you.
I don't. I like a person. I love a person. A person is amazing.
I like the way you've said that. I always say I don't like people, and then people, but I'm like, I like certain people. I like to pick, but I.
That's jackass.
I like the person. He looks like it. He looks like, really like you to play.
I don't really like dogs either. I don't know. I love a person, but I can't stand people. And so, yeah. And it worked because, like, every time I go to dinner anywhere, I am recognized, and I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool, I guess. But also, I can't take my pants off at dinner.
That's not good.
I don't think you can do that anyways, but like, it's a really bad idea.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't get recognized at dinner, that's for sure. You know who we saw? I had dinner in, I was in Dallas yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Von Miller, the like linebacker dude, played for the Broncos. Walked in. I didn't recognize. I'm a dipshit and wouldn't recognize. I know the name, but I was with a buddy and he's like, that's Von Miller. Apparently he's a fucking stud. I think he's a linebacker.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, huh.
For the who? For the Cowboys?
He was with Denver and I don't remember who he said he got traded. He plays for another team now. I don't know. I don't watch it that closely. I know the name, but I wouldn't have recognized him. He could have sat at my table and I wouldn't have known who he was.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. No, if an F1 driver sat at my table, I'd know that.
You would? I would not.
I would only know that because of the stupid Netflix special that I like so much.
Got it. No, I'm oblivious to a lot.
Yeah. I always want to talk to you about politics before we get on. And then I go, oh, you don't do that.
I'm the worst person to talk politics with because I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. No, nobody does.
And I don't care.
Nobody does.
I have a general consensus that they're all fucking lying to get.
They're all lying.
Yeah, like that's, I know that for sure.
Right. They're all full of shit, and getting on board with any side of it is means that.
I know what we hear isn't what happens when the doors close.
Exactly. I know that what we hear is what they wanted us to hear, is what somebody wanted me to hear, whether it was them or somebody else.
I just stay out of it.
Yeah, no,
I definitely think the whole world knows which way I lean, as far as thought process, like what I prefer, but I don't. Dude, I don't have a clue who's who. I don't. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I also don't know what the fucking weather's going to be every day. I don't know what's going in the world. I don't know if I, dude, I just do me, dude.
Yeah. No, I have a vague idea and I don't like it. So all I know is the president started his speech with people who make more than $200,000 a year are rich and should pay their fair share. And I went off.
That's funny.
I'm like, I'm paying a lot of people's fair share.
That's funny.
I mean, I do well. I'm not what I would consider wealthy. A lot of people would consider it that, but I don't consider it that. And I know that I pay plenty of people's fair share.
Yeah. Amen to that. I definitely, I agree with that.
So fuck you.
We'll keep making more, bro.
I'm going to, I don't have a choice because he keeps taking it all.
Yeah. We're going to keep making more. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Have a beautiful day.
You too, bro. Later.
Bye.